Paul gathered together the faithful in Troas on the first day of the week for preaching and the breaking of bread. While Paul is preaching, a young man named Eutychus falls into a deep sleep, falls out of a third-story window, and is taken up as dead. Paul, however, finds life in him. It's amazing how the preaching of Jesus Christ can have a different impact on different people, isn't it? As you walked into chapel today, what thoughts went through your mind? The hearing of Christ's word of absolution? Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta? Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet? Thoughts of home? Thoughts of thankfulness that for one day it's okay that the chapel isn't air-conditioned? Perhaps your thoughts are on less sanctified thoughts than these. We see in our text what must be one of the worst reactions a pastor can have to a sermon. Our text gives few clues as to why Eutychus fell asleep, other than that Paul was preaching a long time late into the night. Looking into the context and at the pericope as a whole, it seems that it might be that Eutychus's reaction is to Paul's message. Hard to say. Paul is in good company. When our Lord was at the Garden of Gethsemane and asked his closest disciples and friends to pray that they may not be led into temptation, they could not keep their eyes open for even a little while. We also see in 1 Thessalonians 5 that St. Paul often used sleep and sluggishness as a synonym for faithlessness. This is often the human reaction to the message of Christ. It's not anger or hatred at toppling idols and condemning someone's sins, but rather it is indifference. Boredom at the message of the resurrection of the dead. Like the church of Laodicea, we are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. Bored. It's the sin of the 90s. It's the mantra of the church growth movement. Liturgy is boring. Church is boring. Preaching is boring. In order for the church to meet the needs of the people, we have to make and twist the church to be as lively and interesting as the very sin that it opposes. And this is, I believe, one of the great temptations of the preacher. Many people are bored with the message, the preaching of the gospel. How can I package this message better so that people will hear what I have to say? How can I make the message more relevant, more meaningful, more full of vigor and life? Now, in a way, these questions are good ones to ask, aren't they? Every pastor should constantly examine himself and his preaching to see that he is as faithful as possible to the message which Christ our Lord has given him to preach. However, that's not the same as trying to change the content of our preaching in order to fit the whims and desires of people. This flies in the very face of the purpose of preaching. Preaching is meant to kill and to make alive. It's meant to show us that we are dead, so that Christ may bring us back to life again with his words of forgiveness and absolution. St. Paul's preaching, as a reflection of Christ's own preaching, often had many different responses. Some heard it and were glad. Still others tried to stone him or kill him. And still others were bored and said, "Come, let us hear you again another day." Did the message change? No. The seed of the word falls upon different ground at different times. Eutychus falls from the third floor in a room filled with lamps and lights and is taken up as dead. This is in itself a bit of a strange phrase because our text doesn't really give us a clear picture on whether Eutychus was actually dead or whether he simply appeared as dead. He was taken up as dead. Nonetheless, Paul goes down to him, and where others can only see death, Paul, the apostle, sees life. The church in Troas is encouraged by his preaching, by the glad tidings of Eutychus' life, and by the breaking of bread, even though it was long into the night. Here we have encapsulated the mystery of the Christian faith, where the world only sees a dead criminal hung on a tree. The truth is that in the midst of that gruesome death is life for all. Where others saw a young man fall to his death, Paul sees life. And so it is with all faithful preaching of the gospel. Where others only see death and pain, although it may appear at times that God does not care, he that watches over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The God that can bring life out of Sarah's dead womb and can raise his own son back from the dead can see life where others only see death. The same Lord hides his glory and power in such elements as water, bread, and wine, in the words of a man. What a miracle that God would use the words of a man to bring forth his message of life and salvation. But use them he does. Someday, by God's grace, most of you here too will seek to bring forth life out of death, hope out of pain, Christ's love and resurrection, where the world can see only hate. We may be wearied and exhausted by the weight and pain of our sin, but our Lord, through his servants, breathes life and vitality where none seem to exist. The preaching of Christ, this gospel which Paul calls the power of salvation, gives you life and hope and strength where none seems to exist. Paul's life itself is a testimony to this, as is the life of Eutychus. May God our Father, who continues to see life in the midst of death, give you life and strength through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.